The stories told are purely a material of entertainment and fiction. Nothing is intended to hurt the beliefs or emotions of any particular. What you're about to listen to contains explicit language and adult themes. It is not suitable for listeners under 18.
So, welcome back to the Tales by Orangefield Doris. I am your host, Elise, and I want to thank you for listening. Last week, I had a friend of mine call me Orange Peel. When he said it, I had to like say, what? And have him repeat himself because I wasn't sure if that's what I heard. And it was because he said it again. Hey, Orange Peel. So, I thought I would tell you how the name Orange Peel came about. I thought that I had in the past, but evidently I did not. So my brother has named his daughter after me, but he transposed the letters from Elise to Elsie. Also, her middle name is Bowie for David Bowie. So last May, I believe it was, he was telling me to look up David Bowie and sea slugs on the Google. And, if you do, yeah, that is exactly where he, had gotten his inspiration because they are in just alike. So, as I was scrolling through admiring the sea slugs and David Bowie's attire, there was an orange little sea slug. She had two little antennas on her head, and she was so cute. She had little knobs, orange knobs all over her. And then on her butt, she had these white markings that looked like little white flowers. So Doris has little white flowers on her ass, and I have, thanks to the 90s, I have a tribal tattoo above mine, traditionally this tramp stamp, that's over a foot long that has little flowers as well. And so as I was looking at this, I was like, oh, we are sisters. Oh, this is amazing. And her name was Orange Peel Doris. So that name stuck with me and for months and man, this is a great, like, punk band or, you know, something. This is something. Orange Peel Doris. And so, talking to my family over the summer, that's when I realized I want Orange Peel Doris for my own. And so that's it. And I'm wanting to get Orange Peel Doris, a little picture of her with her little flowers on her little ass. On my thigh, my left thigh, actually. So I'm going to have to ask her if if she has a problem with another woman having her, you know, portrait on my thigh. So there'll be a conversation next week. So the theme for this week's episode is going to be called Check Please. So I have some stories for you. The first one is sock, drop, and roll. And then another one is tequila and glass smash. I'll have, of course, naked truth and definition intermission. Can't forget carnal knowledge. I think I'm going to add tip of the week or the hump day tip. I don't know what to call it yet. So Let's get started.
It is now time for a definition intermission.
So for the first definition intermission, I have three terms. I like to go by threes. And I'm going to be getting my terms from my sexual slang book. And I tried to go with kitchen or food in this episode, because it's check please. And when I was looking through my book at first, I thought this word was fridge, but it's frig, which means to masturbate, derived from the Latin frigor, meaning rub, though also possibly influenced by the Old English friggin, meaning love. It dates back to the 16th century. And then the second one that I have is a club sandwich, which is an American term for sexual intercourse between three people. This 20th century term is based on the composition of a club sandwich, three slices of bread or toast with filling in between them. And then the last one I have is, really naughty. It's clean up the kitchen, which means perform analingus. This is a 20th century expression, and it is based on both cleaning up a mess and eating. I do want to say, if you are learning from my terms or laughing at my stories, please subscribe to my podcast. All right, so for your first story, it is called Sock, Drop, and Roll. I had a group of ladies in one day, and one of them was telling me how a few of them went to a barbecue place, which happened to be down the road. They ended up getting a booth, and they enjoyed their meal. And one of them always carried a huge purse with her everywhere she went. So as they were getting ready to leave the restaurant, she accidentally kicked that huge-ass purse over. And when she did, all of the contents spilled out, including a black sock, which happened to roll under the table next to them. So she quickly tried to be as discreet as she could without causing a scene, picking up all of her items as one of her friends says, "Hey, you dropped something." And then she said, no, I didn't. And we're good. So they ended up getting out. And then whenever they had gotten in the car and started to drive away, the lady couldn't keep it in anymore. She said that the reason why I left the black sock in there is that is what I keep my dildo in, and I wasn't picking it up. So I used to be a waitress years ago, and I'm wondering if the waitress that day put that sock in the lost and found. I think that's funny, because it sure as hell isn't a tip.
A break with a carnal knowledge expression.
So, carnal knowledge this week. The first one I have is banana in the fruit salad. And then the second one, I was thinking of carnivals, actually. It is batter dipping the corn dog. And for the last one, which I absolutely love, is putting the ranch dressing in the Hidden Valley. So with the carnal knowledges, with the definition intermission, and the what's what with the naked truth, each episode, I choose one of each or however many I think are funny, and I make designs and I put them on the website. So if you ever want to check them out, my website is, of course, www.orangepeeldoris.com. So for a little blurb in this episode, we had this, what was called icing in the store. And it was essentially lotion. It was called kissable icing. And this woman one day in the store was looking at it and turned to me and said, "You know you don't eat this, right?" And I said, "No, no, it's kissable only." She said, "Well, I found out the hard way. I was with my husband one night and I purchased it and a couple other items. And I picked up the vanilla." And she said, "I was thinking it had a flavor to it. So I took like two fingers and this huge glob and it just stuck it right on my tongue." And then was unpleasantly surprised. So when she said that, what I thought of immediately was the movie Elf. Whenever he was asked if he wanted to try the fruit spray. So, yeah, everyone, letting you know, the icing is kissable only for a reason.
Now a moment on What's What with the Naked Truth.
So for this Naked Truth, I have chosen Kitchen Dick. Now, I want to say that it is while you're making a meal and there happens to be a dick coming out in the kitchen, because that is very sexy. But today I'm going to be talking about a road. And this road pays homage to two families who founded Squim, Washington, in an area out that way, and the families lived on opposite ends of the same road, and so now the road is named for both of the families. So that is Kitchen Dick. So I want to remind all of y'all out there listening that if you have a story that suits this podcast, and it could be anything, and I have touched a few different areas, but so you can email me at doris@orangepeeldoris.com.
It is now time for a definition intermission.
All right, here we go. The second definition intermission. The first one I'm going to go with is juice. Arouse a woman sexually. This is a 20th century term, or juicy, meaning lusty or sexually aroused. It is especially of women. Juicy also pertains to anything that is lewd or sexually arousing. For example, a juicy novel. This term dates back to the 17th century. Damn. The second one that I have is Mazzola party. And that is a party which guests cover their naked bodies with cooking oil and perform sexual activities. It also says Mazzola is a brand of cooking oil. So I'll throw that in. And then the last one I have is sweet potato pie. It's an American term for the female genitals. This is a 20th century expression. And then sweet potatoes. And that is a term for the breasts. Okay, so for the second story of this episode, which is check please. It is called Tequila and Glass Smash. And I was working on a Friday afternoon. And this couple was in the store. And we always greeted anybody that came in the store and asked, how are they doing? And when I did, I thought that I kind of recognized them. And they said, oh, we're doing really good. We were in here last week. And I said, all right, nice. If I can help you out with anything, just let me know. And they said, well, we're actually in to get a new glass butt plug, because we bought one last week and we broke it. Confused on that because the butt plugs are made out of Pyrex and they're very hard to break. I asked, how did you end up doing that? And so the wife turned to me and said, well, I was drinking tequila. Still not really sure how tequila and, glass smash happens. I was just kind of taken back, stopped for a second. And then she said, well, what happened was I decided to wear my plug out that evening, and we went to a Mexican restaurant and enjoyed the meal. It was great. And I had a couple margaritas throughout the meal, and we ended up chatting for a while, and we started taking a couple tequila shots. Closer to the end of the evening, I had to go to the bathroom. So as I was in the stall, I pulled my panties and my skirt down. And as I was getting ready to sit on the toilet, my butt plug popped out and busted on the porcelain of the toilet. And so that's why we are here today. So she said, I got to remember next time that we're out and I wear my plug to be sure to not have it happen again. So for the tip this week, I want to talk about glass toys. So with glass toys, you have dildos and butt plugs. They're made of Pyrex. So they are checked for chips and flaws before they leave the factory. If people are worried about that, and they're very easy to clean. So you can, if you're a germaphobe, you can boil them, or you can sanitize them in the dishwasher. Though, if you have kids or, just whatever, guests over, just be sure to get that out before anyone sees it. Some people like the glass because of the smooth texture, but some do have like little nubs or ribs or rings around them to hit the G-spot. The great ones that I found are the ones that come with handles because when there's lube on it, they do tend to get slippery. So a base or a handle is always great. And then also there are, fun things you can do with glass. The really interesting thing about glass is it will warm to your body temperature. So, that's nice. And then also you can, cool it in, a bowl of ice water. Just keep it in there for about 10 minutes, and then don't, whatever you do, put it in the freezer, because then it would be kind of like a Christmas story with the flagpole situation there, which sounds terrible. And then also another thing that you can do with it is warm it. My suggestion would be a bowl of warm tap water, and then let it sit in there for a few minutes. Do not microwave it. Always check the temperature to make sure it's not either too cold or too hot, just to be sure. And so there's your tips. And I do want to say thank you for listening to my podcast. With spring break coming up, Doris and I are going to hit the beach. So we will be back with a new episode on the 29th. So come on and listen.
Please check out our website at www.orangepeeldoris.com. A shout out to zapsplat.com for music and sound effects. Thanks for listening. Till next time.